and welcome to the Entertainment Dagger for the week of November 3rd. I am your co-host, Michael Staley, and alongside me is the lovely, talented, and not covered in snow, Melissa Hansen.
No snow in Texas.
Yeah, it didn't stick, obviously, here, but he was coming down in huge flakes yesterday, and I'm just like, please, really? Winter already?
Yeah. I know it was like snowy and sleety and stuff, like Chicago, Midwest, on Halloween.
Ugh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I guess the year before I moved out here, which would have been, God, I've been out here 2 years already. So 3 years ago, they had a massive, they got dumped on with like 10 inches of snow on Halloween.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Too early.
Yep, exactly. What has your weekend entertainment been like?
I discovered that the most recent season, not the one that's starting this week, obviously, but the one before that, of White Collar is on Hulu.
Oh, I've never watched that show.
So I have been watching that this week. I am a big fan of it. It's a USA show. It's Matt Bomer and Tim DeKay. Tiffany Thiessen's in it. Willie Garson. Diane Carroll has guest appearances on it.
How old is she now?
Oh, my gosh.
She's got to be in her 70s.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, at least. She hasn't been on this season yet. 79.
Wow. Good for her.
Yeah. So she, So she pops up now and then. It's about an art thief and an artist. That's how he like does, you know, fakes and replaces and stuff. Anyhow, it's like an art thief, con man, who gets caught by the FBI.
Huh.
So his deal is he's going to work for the FBI.
Jail.
All right. And help them catch other art thieves. So it's him and, like, the FBI agent become, like, good friends, too. But they can't completely trust each other because they're a thief and an agent. And
all right.
Anyhow, Matt Bomer's just beautiful. He's just beautiful in every way. So
he's, and married, right?
Oh, did he get married?
I don't know. I think he did. Maybe I'm wrong.
Not sure.
All right.
If he did. But anyhow, he's just, anyhow, he's wonderful to watch. It's a fun show.
All right.
You know, you get to really like the characters.
This is kind of the tail end of USA's original series, right? They're not producing a whole lot of new stuff. Are they?
Yeah, they have a few that they're still doing.
It's past their glory day.
Yeah.
Like, we just got the complete, it's holiday gift guide season, so the studios are sending over all of these box sets and everything. We just got Psych, the incomplete series.
Oh, yeah.
In this kind of plexiglass pineapple case.
They had the Psych and Monk.
Yeah.
Kind of big deal. And then they had, like, this and Burn Notice.
Right.
Kind of more the crime ones. And anyhow. Sure. So, anyhow, that's what I've been doing.
All right.
So I'll finish that up, I'm sure, this week.
Okay. Well, I am extremely disappointed. After having a great run of Peter Capaldi on the new Doctor Who. It was the first of a two-part season finale this weekend. Stephen Moffat, who I love, who gave us Coupling and has given us some amazing episodes like Blink and Girl in the Fireplace.
Oh,
he could have phoned this episode in. Like, it was telegraphed from the very beginning. They had this whole mystery started at the beginning of the season and who's it going to be, and they kept teasing us and teasing us and teasing us. And then when they revealed what it is, you're like, really? That's the best you could come up with?
Oh, no.
Yes,
well, maybe this final of the two-part, the final of this season will help it?
I'm not holding out any hope. I'm pissed.
That stinks. I've been so looking forward to, because I've been waiting to, like, chain smoke it.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, the lead up to it has been great. But when you screw the pooch like this on the end and completely botch it, it's like, an 8-year-old fanboy could have written this episode. So, I don't know what he's thinking. The people around him, the Emperor has no clothes, that, you know, they couldn't have said, hey, you know, you really, there's three or four different ways you could have gone with this that would have been far more compelling than what you actually came up with.
Yeah. Oh, bummer.
So, whatever. I'm kind of...
Well, you can tell
us
next week how it really completely ended.
Yeah, and then the Christmas episode, which I'm kind of looking forward to. It's Jenna Coleman's last. She's leaving the series as Clara. But Nick Frost is going to be on it.
Nice.
And Simon Pegg has been on it before, but don't think Nick gets as much credit as he deserves, so I'm curious to see what they do with him.
All right.
That's all I've got for me. Box office this week has a familiar name, but it's not the same person from the X-Men movies. It's a completely different title.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nightcrawler.
Yes.
Starring Jake Gyllenhaal. He's like an independent crime reporter, and it's a thrillery. His performance is supposed to be amazing.
Yeah.
In this, like, over the top, kind of crazy. Anyhow, Nightcrawler or Jake Gyllenhaal, $11 million.
It's paltry. Paltry weekend.
Nothing. I mean, we've been having $20 million some things, and up to $40 million. For first opening weekends. Wow. So $11 million. And then Ouija is still hanging in there with $11 million also.
Yeah.
Fury, the Brad Pitt war, $9 million.
Yeah.
Gone Girl, just under $9 million. And Book of Life, just over $8 million.
Yeah. And Daniel Radcliffe.
No one went. Well, Halloween, so we were doing other stuff, but yeah. No one went to the movies this week.
And Daniel Radcliffe's movie Horns, which opened up this week, didn't even make the top 10.
No.
So, I don't know. Two huge movies. We kick off the Christmas movie season starts next weekend.
Oh my gosh.
Which, I know it. Christopher Nolan's Interstellar and Disney's Big Hero 6.
Okay.
So, there's going to be some huge money made at the box office next weekend for those two, and then everything else won't make anything.
Yeah, probably.
Coming to DVD and Blu-ray this week, Maleficent. I'm writing up my review today. That'll be up on the site for you guys to see. Disney's another Disney movie, Planes, Fire, and Rescue, also coming this week. The Desolation of Smaug, the second Hobbit film in Peter Jackson's Unnecessary Trilogy, gets an extended edition this week.
All right.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson, his version of Hercules, which was one of the last movies of the summer movie season, hits DVD and Blu-ray this week. If you want to be depressed, I would recommend seeing Philip Seymour Hoffman in A Most Wanted Man.
Oh.
God, that movie is just so soul-crushing when you get to the end. It's just like, I sat through it. I mean, it's an amazing film, but it's just like, oh.
I really liked it.
Oh, yeah. But it's just, if you have depression going into it, it's going to make it even worse. Because it's like, this is how the world works, and I don't want to be a part of it. And then Aaron Sorkin's HBO series Newsroom Season 2, also available on DVD and Blu-ray this week.
Right.
Over at Redbox, they must be signing good contracts because you're going to see a lot of the same things. So you don't have to buy them if you can get them at Redbox for $2. Maleficent, Hercules, A Most Wanted Man, A Million Ways to Die in the West, Edge of Tomorrow, which is Tom Cruise and Emily Blunt, which they have rebranded as Live, Die, Repeat. So
the movie
came to theaters as Edge of Tomorrow, and now they're calling it Live, Die, Repeat, semicolon, Edge of Tomorrow.
Whatever.
I don't know. Oh. Crazy-ass Warner Brothers marketing people.
Yeah.
And then Charlie Brown Thanksgiving is at Redbox this week. I don't know why they didn't do it for Great Pumpkin, because I think that would have made them a ton of money, but they get the Thanksgiving episode anyways.
All right.
At Netflix, Total Recall, the original, not the terribly stupid Colin Farrell remake.
Okay.
Billy Campbell and Alan Arkin in The Rocketeer, one of my favorite movies of all time, hits Netflix this week. Kingpin, with Bill Murray and Woody Harrelson and Randy Quaid. Nebraska, which is a movie I want to see, Will Forte and Bruce Dern.
Yeah.
Garnered a whole bunch of critical acclaim last award season. For the kids, Princess Diaries 2, and then Portlandia Season 4. All available on Netflix this week. Over at Hulu, again, the weirdest kind of shit you will find anywhere. Madonna and Sean Penn in Shanghai Surprise. Ugh, a terrible, terrible movie. Carrie, the original, Stephen King with Sissy Spacek. Wrigley Field, 100 Years of Historic Moments.
Ooh.
If you're a Cubs fan or a Wrigley Field fan whose heart was completely crushed when they started ripping out the bleachers as they're completely gutting the park right now. Oh, God damn it. I'm sorry. My family grew up in that neighborhood, and I started going to Wrigley Field when I was, 5 years old. And just to see that happen is just It's just wrong on so many levels. And then Brian Austin Green in the Lifetime original movie Unwed Father.
Aww.
So that's all I have for physical and streaming media this week.
Okay. It is like Housewives Week on Bravo.
Oh, God.
So if you are into that thing, man, you are not going to do anything else. Because Monday, Vanderpump Rules is back, which is a spinoff of the whatever, Beverly Hills, whatever one. Tuesday, MasterChef Junior is back on Fox. Much annoying children. and Tuesday night at 10 Eastern, all of the major networks are doing election coverage.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, and all the cable news will be doing it all day. So, Wednesday, the CAM Awards, which is country music for those of you that don't know, is on ABC. And then Hot in Cleveland and the X's are back on TV Land. Thursday is the Real Housewives of New Jersey reunion part two. So we had a season. And then we're having two reunion episodes where they sit around and talk about the season. All right, anyhow. And then talking about White Collar, the new season of that is back on USA.
Uh-huh.
Thursday night. Saturday night is the Doctor Who season, we call it in US, finale on BBC America. And then Sunday, Real Housewives of Atlanta, new season on Bravo. And also Sunday, Newsroom, Comeback, and Getting On. I'll have new seasons on HBO.
Okay.
The music this week, Bette Midler has one called It's the Girls, and she covered all kinds of female artists. I mean, a lot of kind of 50s classic stuff, but she also did Waterfalls, TLC.
Yeah.
Which one everybody's talking about. So that's out. And then Neil Young has one. It's like a big CD, double CD set, whatever. It's called Storytone. And it's him and like a 92-piece orchestra.
Wow.
This has been like, I guess, his dream to make this album. And he finally did. So you get like the orchestra and then just like him solo too. It's double CD. So anyhow.
Yeah.
So Neil Young fans are definitely going to want to pick that one up.
Yeah.
And then A Merry Friggin' Christmas. It's the movie soundtrack, and this is Robin Williams.
Oh, that's right. It's one of his last films.
Yeah. So anyhow, it's a whole bunch of different artists, but a lot of Rufus Wainwright.
Oh, I love Rufus.
Yeah, so a bunch of him and some other people. But okay. That is out. That is our Christmas album spotlight for the week, which will be what we've been doing for a few weeks already.
Yeah, no doubt. Shit.
Like 2.5 months of Christmas music coming out.
No, all right.
Books this week for the kiddos. There's a new Diary of a Wimpy Kid, The Long Haul by Jeff Kinney. That is out. And then some of my favorite people in the world have books this week.
Oh.
We're going to run those down. The World of Poe's Secret by Frank Warren.
Mm-hmm.
So that site where people send in postcards with their secrets. It started out kind of an art project. Anyhow, so the latest book of that is out. Undeniable, Evolution in the Science of Creation by Bill Nye and Corey Powell. That is out. I love Bill Nye. So anyway, by John Cleese.
We just celebrated his birthday this past week.
All right. Well, you can, you know, give him some money for his birthday. And then I must say, My Life is a Humble Comedy Legend by Martin Short.
Nice.
Who I watched the first couple episodes of Mulaney.
Yeah.
For him, and I just can't. I mean, the few minutes he's on it, he's just brilliant, but I can't make it through the whole 22 minutes for a couple minutes of him.
Yeah.
Sorry. Anyhow, all right. Yesterday, Today, Tomorrow, My Life by Sophia Loren. So,
is this her, or is this somebody wrote it for her?
It's by Sophia Loren.
Oh. Okay.
I don't know. I mean,
it doesn't say it as written by so and so. Okay.
Supposedly it's written by her.
Wow.
So
it's a hell of a story.
Yeah. And also supposedly written by her, True Love by Jennifer Lopez.
Who fucking cares?
True love is loving yourself. All right. Okay. I'm officially psyched.
What?
Even though I'm sure Michelle Williams did an amazing job, because she is an amazing actress.
Yes, yes.
November 11th.
Yep.
Emma Stone. We'll be at the Kit Kat Club. Yes. Alan Cumming is staying. I don't know how he's doing all the work he does.
I don't either.
Yeah, I'm glad he is. But anyhow, so yes, ticket. Emma Stone makes her debut. But those of you who can't wait to see her, Vanity Fair did a photo shoot with the cast.
Is she back to being a redhead again?
So, yes.
Yeah.
So, anyhow. So, if you can't make it to New York to catch her, you can pick up Vanity Fair.
Nice.
Or take a look online and see some of the shots.
Nice.
That is out now and available.
Well, speaking of New York, Chris Rock killed it on Saturday Night Live. I saw just the monologue. He needs to go back to doing stand-up or having specials or something again.
Yes.
He went on this whole thing about the commercialization of Christmas, and it was just so damn funny. So I haven't watched Saturday Night Live at all this season. I know they've had like Jim Carrey and they've got some other big names coming, but
yeah.
I've kind of lost interest in, and maybe it goes through cycles, right? You have these great casts and then you have these rebuilding years, and it may just be in a rebuilding year, or the show may finally just have run its course.
Yeah. But how many times have we thought that?
I know.
Too.
I know. We'll see. Lauren Michaels keeps plugging along, so. Good on him. In the midst of all this Marvel news, a little tidbit came out that Tom Hiddleston's Loki and Idris Elba's Heimdall, the Asgardians, will have roles in each of the next three Avengers movies.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm, because apparently Loki's not going to be in the next Thor movie, so we will still get our share of him with the Avengers. Paul Reubens was on Jimmy Fallon and confirmed that the next Pee-wee Herman movie will be coming very shortly. It's being produced by Judd Apatow, and filming starts in February. They have hired a director, but apparently they're not ready to make an announcement yet, but that will be coming soon. Jimmy tried to get him to admit that it was Steven Spielberg. So
yes.
That didn't happen.
Well, I did know he admitted it, and then it was like, no, it's not.
MTV is developing a series from Wes Craven's Scream films.
All right.
So I'm sure this is going to be partnered with Teen Wolf, which has nothing to do with the original Teen Wolf.
Right.
And I'm sure this will have nothing to do with the original films, but they will call it Scream anyways. Now I'm going to start a series of things called Why? Kaley Cuoco's people have bought her a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Yes.
Why?
Because
she's had one hit series.
Two.
Well, How to Date My Daughter of the Eight Rules, Eight Simple Rules.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call that a major hit.
All right.
But again, this isn't awarded to people. This is bought.
She was on Charmed, too. Give her her props.
Oh, my God. Wow. Netflix is producing a live-action Richie Rich series. Oh, why? Wow. Why? What was Macaulay Culkin made a movie, right?
Yes.
The animated series was in the 80s.
Yeah.
The comic books were big in the 60s. Nobody cares about this character anymore. Why? One more. The U.S. government is still hunting Roman Polanski. This past week, they tried to have Polish officials arrest him to extradite him. He is he has dual citizenship in France and Poland. They interviewed him and said, no, he's a free citizen. We will not arrest him.
Good.
It's
ridiculous.
Why waste your money? You know, of all the things the U.S. government could be spending money on to fix, we do not need to be hunting Roman Polanski.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Let it go.
All right. That's all I have for entertainment news this week.
Okay. So, TMZ.
Yeah.
It's hypocritical. Okay.
I'm surprised. Harvey Levin is hypocritical. Newsflash.
That's not the news story. Okay. But they keep showing, like, Bruce Jenner. Like, is he changing his gender? Stories on it all the time. Like, ooh, he had nail polish on. And, ooh, his hair is long. Whatever. But then they did a story about... So he's a huge golfer now. That's pretty much what he does.
Okay.
He has a country club who belongs to. He golfs, like, every day.
Right.
So TMZ had a story how most of the people are cool with him. But a couple... guys at the country club are like teasing him about like gender kind of thing. And so, and TMZ is like, it's 2014. People can live their lives. But like every other day they have like a story. whatever. Anyhow. So yeah, so he's getting shit and I guess he's like laughing it off, but poor Bruce is,
Well, I'm sorry. You put yourself into this situation.
Like adults teasing him because his hair is, like, long?
Yeah.
All right.
You marry into a family whose life is lived out on television.
Well, but it wasn't when...
Yeah, but he was part of the contract. I mean, he was part of...
No. He chose, too, to put it up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This was his choice, so he's living with his own
decisions. Yeah, I'm sure he had no idea it'd be what it is.
Well, hey.
But, yeah.
Yeah. Do we have a contest this week?
We do. We are continuing our satellite.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Which started late last week.
Yeah. Romantic about millennials, which just makes me feel old.
Yeah, right. I know.
So an indie picks film.
Okay.
From Jeff Winter.
All right.
Festival favorites.
Great. Well, as always, thank you guys for tuning in. I hope you had a great Halloween. Thanksgiving will be rushing upon us no time flat. And then you're going to have people telling you how many days are left, shopping days are left until Christmas. And you have my permission to slap them in the face.
All right.
Thanks for reading our reviews at DVDverdict.com, to listening to our podcast at DVDverdict.com, and for following us at some point in the near future as we move towards WordPress and DailyVerdict.com. But until next week, Melisanne, take it away.
Time to say goodbye.